This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report that they have killed a senior al-Qaeda leader along with at least two other militants. Abu Anwar was head of a court set up by al-Qaeda in Yemen's largest province, which the extremist group largely controls. Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch is considered by Washington to be the most dangerous offshoot of the terror network. Iraqi security forces starting to evacuate civilians who have been trapped and used as human shields by Islamic extremists in the city of Ramadi. VOA's Sharon Bain reporting.
The city has been destroyed, the UN's refugee agency told VOA via Skype from Baghdad.
So what we hear from the new arrivals is that indeed it has been difficult for them to get out. There has been sniper fire. There have been protection concerns.
Survivors said that 8 months under Islamic State control were brutal.
When the security was gone from Anbar province, life was dead. Even if they tell you that we were living, this is not true. Death is all we saw.
Iraqi forces said Islamic State militants were using civilians as human shields to escape Ramadi. Those rescued by Iraqi forces have nothing. Humanitarian agencies and NGOs are rushing to help. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Washington.
The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and a call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. Unidentified Al-Shabaab spokesman speaking in English asserts on the video that Muslims in the U.S. must choose between leaving the country or taking up the cause, the holy war. Al-Shabaab has been fighting to install a strict Islamic state in Somalia since 2006. This is VOA News. Police in India say a small group of gunmen attacked an Air Force base in Punjab State near the border with Pakistan that happened early today. Officials say two of the attackers are believed killed during the shootout with soldiers at the base. They say gunfire is ongoing and others are holed up inside buildings on the base. Indian officials say they are still trying to identify the attackers. An explosion struck the Afghan capital Kabul late on Friday, killing one person, wounding 11 others. Taliban quickly claiming responsibility and said one of its suicide bombers had carried out that attack. Blast hit a central residential area of the city, which is home to many Afghan officials and where guest houses are located. Target of the attack not immediately clear. The New York man who was accused of planning to carry out a New Year's Eve attack on the New York's town of Rochester, on a bar there and a restaurant on behalf of the Islamic State terror group, had suffered from psychiatric problems since childhood. That according to his family. Federal authorities say 25-year-old Emmanuel Lutchman, who had also been in trouble with the law since 2006, had converted to Islam while serving a 5-year sentence for robbery. Lutchman was charged with attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. Gary Craig is a reporter with Rochester's Democrat and Chronicle newspaper.
He and an informant who was working with the FBI went to Walmart on, it may have been the 29th, and then bought a machete, knives, zip ties, which allegedly were going to be used if you wanted to abduct somebody, ammonia, and I think some maybe latex gloves or something like that, and with the idea of these were going to be items that were used at this during this attack on this restaurant bar.
The FBI said Lutchman had pledged allegiance to IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and wanted to leave the United States to live in the IS caliphate. During his weekly address to the nation, his New Year's address, President Obama asked Congress, did anything, something, to protect her kids from gun violence, his words. He talked about the frustration with the unfinished business to control the country's epidemic of gun violence. He said 3 years ago, a bipartisan common sense bill would have required background checks for virtually everyone buying a gun. He said it also is supported by a majority of the National Rifle Association members, and the gun lobby mobilized, though, against it, and the Senate blocked it. Grammy Award-winning singer Natalie Cole, daughter of jazz legend Nat King Cole, is dead at the age of 65. Family statement said Gold died on Thursday with ongoing health issues. Cole began her career as an R&B singer, went on to do jazz music, including a virtual duet with her father, Nat King Cole, in 1991.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
the best music. Today, the voice of America. VOA1.
Clocks on VOA 1. Coming up in a few minutes, Gwen Stefani. Now, talk about creepy. Gwen is now dating Blake Shelton. And Blake Shelton's recently divorced wife, Miranda Lambert, has followed Gwen on Twitter. Ooh, I'm not sure I'd like that. We've also got music from One Direction coming up. One Direction's album, Take Me Home, from a few years ago, was just named the most unwanted item on everyone's Christmas list this past year in the UK, according to musicmagpie.com. Here are the guys in One Direction. This is perfect for VOA 1.
I might never be knight in shining armor. I might never be the one you take home to mother. And I might never be the one who brings you flowers. But I can be the one tonight. When I first saw you from across the room, I could tell that you were curious. Oh yeah. Girl, I hope you're sure what you're looking for. I'm not good at making promises. And if you like.
music this week. New music ready to download on the one. VOA 1.
I thought we were great.
Yeah. any advice. Mom's telling me I should think twice, but left to my own devices. I'm addicted, it's a crisis. My friends think I've gone crazy. My judgment's getting kind of hazy. My steez is gonna be affected if I keep it up like a lovesick crackhead. What you got, boy, is hard to find.
Kesha, Your Love Is My Drug on VOA1, the hits.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. When you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I
taught you getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else. You don't need nobody else. No. Why you never alone? Why you always touching roll? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl. You was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
my baby don't mess around.
podcast with Hey Ya. Dre is now promoting a line of clothing, working on some other music projects. He said he's outgrown the Outkast sound. Last year's reunion was fun, but don't look for it to happen again. We also heard Hotline Bling from Drake. My name's Larry London. Check out Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Here's Justin Timberlake. Not a bad thing. It's VOA 1.
Is to see you tomorrow, and every tomorrow, maybe you let me borrow your heart. Is it too much to ask for every Sunday? And while we're at it, throwing every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cut your heart open with a knife, now you're bleeding. But I could be that guy, healing over time. And I won't stop until you believe it. Cause maybe you're worth it. So don't act like it's the best thing to fall in love with me. Cause you might look around and find your dreams come true. Voice you hear tonight, and every other night, for the rest of the nights that there are. Every morning, I just wanna see you staring back at me. Cause I know that's a good place to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cut your heart open with a knife, and you bleed. I could be that guy, heal it over time. And I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me. Cause you might look around and find your dreams come true with me.
Cause I know that I failed you.
Sunday with one last time. And Ariana released her first ever Christmas EP back in December, Christmas and Chill. And this week she tweeted that she attended a Star Wars The Force Awakens film showing, and she loved the film. And she said Harrison Ford was her favorite part. This is VOA 1, The Hits, with 5 seconds of summer.
She maxed the credit cards and don't got a job. She pays the gas with all the change in the car. Is that the end of the road? Can we bump in the before? And it goes, oh, 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 oh. He's walking home cause he can't pay for the bus. He needs a dollar, but he ain't got enough.
Fifth Harmony Sledgehammer on VOA 1, written by Megan Trainor for the all-girl group. And there have been rumors circulating on the internet they're breaking up. In fact, a couple of the members of the group have said, yeah, eventually we're going to part ways. It's inevitable. But for the time being, they are now recording their second album, which they say is going to be more R&B and more hip-hop sound than their first album, Reflection. I'm Larry London. You're listening to VOA 1 and the hits. Move along with the All-American Rejects.
Was like girl talking. Sounds like white noise in my head. Everything's bending. You're the only focus in my lens. I don't get it. I'm not drunk. A million people in the place, but you're the one that gets me like. Now I got you here, I'm unwrapping you slowly. Another button and some more you is showing. And it all started with how.